Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Hope you're setting a spot on your dial for us as we are. We've moved into the official off-season of football, but the on-season of baseball, and it took about 36 hours for us to go to the bottom of the pit back on up to the Orioles are being sold to who? Bill Cole joins us now. He is Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. He fires up my mug that I keep my Royal Farms coffee in. I'm taking one quick swig here.
Oh, so I get a chance?
Okay. Yeah, this is cleanse the palate. And how are you? I haven't talked to you since the Ravens lost, and here we are, and then this Orioles thing happens, and I need you to settle me down because Luke and I went at it about – I can't talk about the future without talking about the past and how awful it's been. And I've had people say, be careful what you wish for. No, I've watched this for 30 years. Yeah. Like, unless these people are directly descended from, you know, Hades or Hitler, they can't be any worse than what we've had, because this has been just a horrible 30 years of all I keep thinking about is there. I might have a press box seat on March 28th. Like, that would blow my mind. Seeing name on a press pass and showing up and having people say, hey, it's nice to have you here. We're the new owners. Like, I will be glad I lived that long, that I didn't kill myself 12 years ago when I was thinking about it.
But yeah, I mean, let's not get ahead of ourselves here. I don't know if there's a press pass in the future for you, but just.
Oh,
I mean,
you don't. That would be legitimate.
I don't know. I'm just saying, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Give it to the Caucasian that I employ. You think maybe I could get one?
Let's just stay focused on what we know.
They're not giving to Hispanic people, or what is it?
What we know to be true. Like, what we know is I've spent, like you said, like 36 or 72 hours talking all of the Raven fans in my life off the ledge, right? Like, I thought it was, the potential Super Bowl game, two best teams, and, you know, hey, we weren't ready. Mahomes, they've been there before, you know, they got in our heads. You fumble, you throw an interception, you're not going to win. You're not going to Super Bowl like that. Like, the world is true. I felt like all season we got the benefit of calls. And I don't know, on Sunday, it didn't feel like we got the benefit of calls. But I also think, do you remember, I don't know, this could be 10 years ago, but like the New England Patriots plan was they were going to pass interference on every play, because they knew the referees weren't going to throw the flag every single time. I do believe that the Chiefs have the tactics of, we're going to hold every single play, and they're not going to throw the flag every play. So
you're
going to
go the officiating thing, dude. That's so weak. I thought you were a better fan of that.
No. What I'm saying is,
I got tired of the crying, with the officiating. It's like, we lose, I'm going to yell at the officials. I mean, stop.
But it started on the first drive in the first quarter, right? And it's just that the only part that makes me uneasy is that benefit of the doubt thing. And you know, you don't know how I watched the documentary about the NBA ref who was a gambler and all that. And he said, they never told me who they wanted to win the game, but I sure knew who was better for the league if they won the game. So if that's not subconsciously in your head, whatever. No, I'm not blaming the referees. I don't have an issue with it. You fumbled and you threw an interception. You do that, you don't win. Doesn't matter. I would say there's a good chance somebody got fired because they played a video like right before one of the drives. Might have been in the beginning of the game. I don't remember exactly when it was, and I'm not good enough where I can.
You went to the game is what you're telling me.
Yeah. But I can't whip my camera phone out fast enough to like document it. At the end of the video, the last fan they showed is holding a Get Nasty sign in the stadium that was up on the Jumbotron. The last one. It was like historical video of like,
what?
The old days. I'm telling you, it was a, highlight reel clip in the stadium before the game or like in between a quarter or during a timeout of, I think it was like, the 2000, it was just like a highlight reel. And it was fans, and the last fan is holding a get nasty sign, dude. I almost
I
lost it.
think
I almost lost
here's
it.
what's amazing that you would even, it's so random. Nobody brought this up. Nobody texted me from the stadium. Like, nobody saw it. You're the only one that's told me about it. Because usually the internet, somebody
Sure.
will throw me something on Facebook and say, hey, the get nasty sign just showed up. There was a video, and my wife would tell you this was a proud moment for me, right? We went to the Hall of Fame years ago. I mean, 20 years ago, and they were showing a film of fan. It wasn't a
Right.
Raven thing. It
Yeah,
was
yeah,
the
yeah.
passion of the game day,
Sure,
John
sure.
Facenda. It was an NFL Films presentation that was at the Hall of Fame when I took a bus trip long time ago. I mean, 2004, 5, 6, whatever, and it was in the video. So maybe it's the same piece of footage, from
Maybe.
that era that was an NFL Films
It
piece.
was definitely old. And but like, the signs, you and I always joke about the different stuff that
Well,
in our
Captain Defense became Captain Defense because he sat in my section and put my defense sign on his back. That's how he became Captain Defense.
we enjoy talking about the different intersection points in life. And like, I remember in when I was interning with you guys, like
I
going
made you
out
hand signs
to,
out. Did I make you?
well, we went to like Carroll County Mall or whatever that mall was out in like Westminster, and
Everybody handed them out
nobody
except
would
the
do
people whose
that.
names were on them, like Haney.
Yeah,
Haney never handed a sign out, but I put their names on the sign so we could promote the business out here,
right. So I don't know anything about David Rubenstein other than like kind of
He can't be worse. That's all I know.
what the public persona is. I
But he
know
ran the Kennedy Center, so like I know,
I
and
know
by the
he
way, he's on Twitter.
brands himself. Yeah.
You can go see him speak in a million different ways. A billionaire, he's
He
not hiding. He's
brands,
not a
right.
recluse,
He openly acknowledges he's from Baltimore. He brands himself as a patriot, meaning that he is very much invested in the patriotic anthems of our country. He wrote a great book.
Does that mean he voted for Trump?
No, I don't
No,
know. I
because that's
don't.
what that has been usurped. The flag, once Trump started humping the
No,
flag, like literally started
no.
making out with the flag. I mean, come on. No, this isn't a meme. He hugged the flag and gave it a leg around. Probably what he did to Gene Carroll, except it didn't cost him $83 million. But like when I hear patriot, that just means you voted for Trump lately. That like that when I hear that word, I don't hear anybody
Well,
says, I'm a patriot, I voted for Joe Biden. When they say I'm a patriot, it means I'm a Republican. That's what it means.
yeah, that's your emotional attachment to
No, it's
that.
not.
Like,
That's me walking the earth in this country.
I'm fighting back for that word.
Well,
Like, no one
good. We
gets to
should.
own that word, right? No one
Correct.
gets to own that word.
Well, but it was usurped. It was.
I don't know. I think that,
I hope. I mean, I'm a patriot too. I
it's
just
not
don't
right.
vote for
It's
Donald
not.
Trump.
My comment was not meant to be politically inflammatory. My comment was meant to mean that he puts great importance on historical, institutional like protections. So I think we have a potential new owner of like cherishing the past, leaning into the future, like smart capitalist, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I mean, I think, right? Like, I don't, the other guy, I don't even know how to say his last name, but
Eric
like,
Getty, I believe, until I hear
okay,
different.
right. So I don't know anything about him. To your point, like, I don't know. I don't really know if I have a criteria of like how I want owners to behave. I mean, I'm sure I could write it down. We could think about it and we could dope it out and say, this is how I want my professional sports team owner to act. I can't imagine that, like in my lifetime, much of that baseball owner behavior fits into the box of how I'd like it to be. But I would say with this guy, I believe maybe we have a chance. So I don't know. I definitely didn't see it coming, although it strategically makes sense, I think, Like, if you can at least get the deal done with the state on some kind of level, you're increasing value, right? You're throwing stuff in, like, oh yeah, I also got a pool in the back, you know, like,
Well, there's
so I.
$600 million here for both of these guys. The Ravens are going to build a gold-plated addition to their stadium that's going to have entertainment, and people are going to go down there on Tuesday night when it's 15 degrees in January. And do, okay, I need an idea, and I keep saying this, right? And this is where I'm going to be with these Rubenstein, these guys. I'm not going to kiss their ass. If they want to give me a press credential, I'll go use it. If they don't, I'll sit here and do what I've been doing all along. But what's the idea? The idea can't be we're going to win baseball games. We've done that. The idea can't be, well, the stadium's beautiful. Well, we have that. The idea can't be, well, the harbor's over there and there's water. Okay, that's like there needs to be an idea. And the idea is we're going to bring a band in. Like, I don't, if the idea is great baseball and let's massage that and all the patriotism you talk about, which really falls into the warm feelings for Boog Powell and Brooks Robinson and Jim Palmer and the civic pride in the team and the bird and the brand. I mean, all that's been run through the mud. I mean, there's really no, I'm having a hard time after 30 years figuring out they're going to bring the ornithologically correct bird back for a while. I saw that during spring training. And I don't know what that feeling is other than when my wife and I reach for my credit card and I go down there, that I have a feeling that that's a baseball team I want to root for, not a team that has abandoned the city and treated the city like shit for 30, and me and my family and everybody I know. This isn't, people think it's about me and Angelos. It really isn't. It's about how he's treated everybody. This was about the night Mike Flanagan died. This is about all of it. This was about being awful. This was about me and my employee being mistreated 10 weeks ago in Arlington, Texas, because they wanted us to be mistreated. This is about them mistreating a lot of people and people like me. I'm not the only one with bad blood. I'm just the only media member that's been thrown out and wasn't paid $30,000 18 years ago when they owed it to me. So I have my own personal thing, but there, nobody feels great about the Orioles and going down there. If they did, they would have been going a long time ago. I mean, you sat here and chat upon them most of the summer last year when I said, do you go to the games? You're like, my girls don't like baseball. They don't even know the rules. How old are they? Well, they're not four. I mean, you haven't taught them the rules. They don't care the rules. They don't want to go. What's going to make them want to go? What's going to make them want to go when they're 24 and 34-year-old women, when they have children, the way your mother wanted to bring you and your father and your grandfather and the Cole family? And my last name's Aparicio. My father, it's all we did was baseball. When it becomes a part of the community again and the heartbeat of the community again, and it feels like it's ours and not his or theirs. That's the thing with the Angelos family. It's never Baltimore's team. Hell, they didn't have Baltimore in the name. By the time they decided to put Baltimore in the name, it became a joke to people like me that fought on a radio station for 10 years about just putting Baltimore back on the Baltimore Orioles. That's how crazy this was. And then this creep kid, born on third, thinks he hit a triple, sassing everybody, not investing any money, not even living here. Threatening to move the team without saying the team's going to stay here and then doing everything possible to embarrass the governor. He embarrassed the governor. He embarrassed the governor so bad the governor doesn't speak to me anymore because the governor doesn't want to sit next to me and say, you were canoodling. By the way, the mayor, Brandon Scott, was still kissing Angelos' ass last night. I'm like, I wrote back on Twitter, you don't have to kiss his ass anymore. He's gone. You don't have to say what a great owner he was. He wasn't a great owner. They were awful people. Call it what it was. They were awful. Awful. And this guy can't be any worse. I mean, he just can't be. And I hope he's better. I hope he's a good guy. I hope they're good people. I hope I get back in. I hope I want to buy tickets. People ask me my barometer. They should know that I'm not going to bullshit them. And more than that, when after 32 years of doing this, I've dedicated my life to getting the team fixed. Literally. I put my business, my reputation, my name, everything I have around getting the team fixed 18 years ago. And if it gets fixed, I'll be the first guy to acknowledge it's fixed and it's good. But I need to see that it's fixed. And the first part of getting it fixed for me, for my family, for what I've done for 32 years promoting sports, and having a Caucasian employee that they let in and won't allow me in, is let the Hispanic guy in. Give me a press pass, put my name on, give me a seat up in a corner in the back, treat me like garbage. I'm used to it. I dealt with Chad Steele for 20 years, but let me in and let me do my job. And be transparent, be accountable, and have integrity.
They have a name
What
for
you
that. Do
say,
you know
walk,
that?
fucking talk, you know?
They have a name for that. I might be making a fool of myself by calling that gaslighting, but like, I really don't think Luke being a Caucasian and you being a Hispanic has anything to do with
Well, you
it.
know what was
Like,
interesting?
let's be
It's interesting.
honest.
Pull
Like,
that up. No. I want you to pull that up. Because here's the interesting thing.
Caster.
Here's the interesting thing. No. Stop. I'm not going to allow you to do this because I allow people
Okay.
to do this shit on the internet. Hold on. Last week they dedicated the press box to Jim Henneman. Jim Henneman was a mentor. I worked with Jim Henneman in 1986. It was the Orioles press box is the Jim Henneman press box. They put a picture of 25 people, including Luke, and I didn't even know Luke was going down there. Apparently, they had a luncheon, and I haven't even talked. I haven't had a conversation with Luke about it. He's in the picture, though. Okay, so I think he went. Literally, I didn't ask him. Every single person in the picture is a Caucasian. Every single person in that press box is a Caucasian. And I started to think about this. It's 2024, and you're dedicating a press box in Baltimore, Maryland. In Baltimore, Maryland. At Camden Yards, where this game $600 million, and we all know that they have a black-white issue that the stadium is 98%
I'm
Caucasian,
not
has
right.
been. It's the sport. I'm not race baiting you, dude. I'm talking
No,
truth, dude. I'm
I'm
talking
fine
truth
with
that I
that.
saw a picture of
I got
everybody
you.
in the media. Everybody in the media was a white guy. There was one woman in it, the picture who is it works for the team. So
Got it.
everybody in that
That's
press box
fine.
is a white guy. So let's just start with that. So don't
Okay,
say it's
hold
not
on.
this or it's not that. I'm gone. They should answer why it is. Then why am I not there? Why would I own a radio station, be on the air 24 hours a day, have 100,000 people, have sponsors like Cole Roofing, who thank you very much for that.
Because they can, and because you undermine the brand and the perception that they wanted to put into the marketplace.
I didn't
And
undermine anything. I
you
asked questions and they threw me out.
right. Well, if you ask the wrong questions and they have all the power, they're the king, and you don't get to come anymore.
That's not
Oh,
transparency.
what
That's not
I'm saying,
accountability. That's not the kind of
that's
organization
fine.
that
Totally
anybody
agree
should
with that.
support. Anybody should, no one should support that kind of organization.
You turning your particular circumstances into a racial argument undermines the real racial issue that you brought up. And then here's a picture of the press box, and it's all Caucasians. There's no diversity in baseball. There's no,
There is
that's
none.
okay. That's a real issue. I worry that by taking your particular circumstances and making that a racial thing, we
Then what
actually
is it? Then
degrade the
ask them, why
argument.
don't they let me in? Greg Bader, why don't you let me in? Why don't you let me in?
Well, I understand that you can't get the answers or that no one will talk to
Right,
you, and that's
right,
very
right.
frustrating. I get it.
So
I
I
just
bring up
don't.
possibilities. It's just a possibility.
Yeah, but we have to be careful that when we bring those possibilities up, we're not actually taking the focus away from the real issue.
No, the real focus is they
I
don't
don't
answer
want to
questions and they lie
determine,
when they do. That's the real answer. And listen, this is
which
a
is
happy day.
professional
This is
sports,
what we're
which is
talking
professional
about.
sports,
Well, this
right?
is what I've dealt with for 18 years,
Right,
you know?
professional sports,
Why did
not just
Chad
the
steal for
Orioles,
it?
not
You know
just
what
the
people are saying
Ravens,
that
not baseball,
I've
football,
gotten
all of
emails
it.
saying I was drunk in the press box and that's why Chad steal through. Really? Really? Is that what he's telling you? Is that what they're telling you? Who's telling you that?
Yeah, I
Because
don't know
that's a
you to be
lie.
that. I don't know you to be that person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nobody's ever seen me drunk. Literally.
Right.
Nobody's
I
ever
mean,
seen me drunk.
you and I have hung out in Ocean City. Like, if there was a time where we were
I
gonna throw them
drove.
back, right? If there was a time we were gonna throw them back, it would have been that.
I was, well,
Yeah.
you know, I was beer sponsored, right? So the thing that would have killed this entity, would have killed my career, would have killed Bob Haney's career, Jeremy Kahn, Rob Long, just go through the list of all the people, would have been Milton Kent writing that I had a DUI in 1999 on Harford Road, coming back from De La Rosa's at 3 in the morning. That would have been the end of the radio station, would have been the end of my career, it would have been the end. So I don't drink and drive.
So the other comment about what you
I don't
said
drink that much, but
before,
yeah, I like
right?
drinking.
I get it.
They would have taken my press pass if I did that.
Right. One of the challenges when we talk about Angelos is that outside of his handling of the baseball team, Angelos and their family and the money that they have poured back into the community has, is a cherished and grateful, scenario. So
I want to
there's
meet
a
those people for real.
Yeah, well, you could we could do that. I mean, that could be part of the like, hey, I think you're doing a thing. Aren't you doing a thing? Like,
I'm
you're
doing a
doing a
little thing
thing.
next week, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's going to be a whole lot of potential people that you could ask. Hey, did the Angelos, Foundation, or did you ever get any money from them? Like, you can ask that question. That's
I
fine.
know this. I can find more people that have been stiffed, and you're talking to one. You're talking to one. I did the work. They shook my hand and they didn't pay the bill for $30,000. They didn't pay a $30,000 bill. And when I made that public, it was amazing how many air conditioning and refrigeration people came out and said they don't pay their bills and they don't pay them timely and you can't find them. And then they sue you so that they don't have to pay the bill. That's an Angelus family tradition. So that I had a lot more of that than I ever had people saying, Mr. Angelos is a nice me. He wrote a check to me. No. I don't. I call bullshit all day on that, Bill Cole. You know what I call?
Well, you
I call
can,
putting my
but
name on the building where I graduated from, University of Baltimore, where I go down there and I see Angelos's name on the building there. I there's no question he had an honorarium to write a check there. But like this notion that you're gonna soften my heart by telling me Mr. Angelos was charitable? Okay, fine. I'll dedicate a whole week. I'll do the week after the Super Bowl to 40 hours of people talking good about Peter Angelos if they sit here with integrity and do it. Seriously, if they sit here with integrity and do it, I will hear it. I took those phone calls.
this is
The phone lines were open to say good things about the Angelos family too.
this is why you and I can have these conversations, because the life is very complicated. So nothing is simple. What is simple today is that we are potentially entering a transition where we get to talk about David Rubenstein instead of Peter Angelos.
God,
And
can't wait.
my sense is, right, my sense is David Rubenstein, and this is a completely factless, baseless comment because I really have no idea. But like, he strikes me as a person who will be able to get along with all of the parties that he needs to. So whether it's Brandon Scott or Wes Moore or other baseball owners or the local media, or like, I'm not saying you're going to get unfettered access. I'm not saying he's going to talk to you, but
Oh, I don't care about any of
He
that.
doesn't
Let me
appear to
in
be,
and be
no,
nice
I
to me when you
know,
do run
but
into
I'm
me.
just saying, he, right, I'm just saying, I get it, but I'm just saying, he doesn't appear to be a recluse. Like, he doesn't hide from things. He seems very much,
Well, Bisciotti bought this in the beginning and didn't want anybody to know who he is because apparently
right.
he just doesn't he just he's private and like and he's
Yeah,
been
not
running
his
to the
thing.
hills. He didn't need to be in front of this because Billick was and Ray Lewis was and Ed
Sure.
Reed was and then John Harbaugh was and like he didn't need to be in the front of it. David Rubenstein needs to Stein, I believe it's Stein, needs to be in front of this to let people like me know it's okay to come back. I mean, really, it's okay to come back. People like you, and I don't mean to give you a hard time, but you don't go. You don't give them money. Why don't you
Right,
go? You don't give.
well,
You say
it's
it's because
not,
your
yeah.
daughters and stuff, but you could corral your daughters into liking it to some degree if you liked it more. If it was important to you, it might be important to them.
I don't
And
disagree. Look,
it doesn't have to be important to you. It hasn't been important to me in a long time because it hasn't been important.
we have two division conference championship teams in the same year, yet it seems like we didn't really accomplish anything, right? Like for all the enjoyment the Orioles were, when it came time to like get it done, we lost. The Ravens, I think for the first three
But
quarters of the
that's sports,
season,
though. You know,
it
like
is, but just, I mean, when has that ever happened? Like, I don't know, history.
1971, we won divisions around here.
Both of them. Yeah. Well, so that's, I mean, like, that's
Well,
pretty
we had to in
crazy.
baseball because they were in the World Series. It's the only way to get there.
Right. We're very spoiled, I think. We remain spoiled.
Well, we
That's a
are.
pretty awesome year. That's a pretty awesome year.
It was an incredible year in sports, and it's gotten off to an incredible start if. We're in a different place for baseball than we've been the last 32 years because it's been, as the and again, I've said this to you privately. I don't know if I've said it on the air. The real reason the Angelos family really hated me, I mean, hated me, is because people would call and I was the complaint department. Like, literally, When this station started in 1998, 99, 2000, 2001, and then things got bad, and the Ravens got good, won the Super Bowl. In 2002, 3, 4, 5, 6, in those years, I was the only sports radio station. I was on the air every day. I wasn't syndicated anymore. I was back here every day. And the phone calls would begin, "Hey, Nasty, I was at the game last night and got a cold hot dog. And I saw a rat run across me," you know, whatever it was, right?
Sure.
The complaints. They didn't even have a complaint. And if you called the Orioles to complain, they would hold the middle finger up and say, "What are you, ungrateful? We gave you baseball. We saved the team." Such bullshit. I mean, they saved. I love the video that Angelos made for himself saying he saved the team for Baltimore. Like, I had a guy try to, a guy from Caves took me out to lunch one day trying to butter me up and buy me a salad. And he was telling me the team was moving to Cincinnati. I didn't have the heart to tell him that Cincinnati already had another team. Like, he had no, like, there was such fiction around all of it. And everything they did was a lie. Baltimore wasn't on the, like, the Nationals didn't even exist yet, and Peter was fighting with them. The skyboxes had emptied out, and everybody's calling me on the radio, and they can't control Bill in Parkville calling and saying, "Hey, Nasty, what's wrong with the Orioles? You know, I hear this Sidney Ponson guy ain't no good," you know, like. And every day they would lose, and every day we'd have to beat them up. And then I would go to try to talk to them, and they were jerks. They were complete, arrogant, awful, arrogant. The arrogance reminds me of Chad Steele. I mean, there's just an arrogance involved of, "F you, we're the Orioles." That's the way it always was. Well, I mean, we used to say here on the air all the time, their whole philosophy is, "F you, when we win, you'll come back." That was how they ran the operation. When you win, you'll be begging us for playoff. You better be nice to us. You'll need playoff. You'll be calling me for playoff tickets. And that's how they handled everything. And that's when it really got sideways, is when I became the complaint department for them. And they couldn't clean it up. And they couldn't answer it. And they didn't have any integrity or competence to fix it. And I hope, I don't expect David Rubenstein to be, I don't know whether they're going to win a World Series in the next 20 years or even care. I care that I would be proud to put a hat on. And that comes from my heart, dude. But, like, literally, the reason I don't wear Raven stuff right now is there's nothing about that I should be proud of the way they've treated me, my family. I know the truth. You can go root for the football team. I know the truth. I know what happens behind closed doors. I'm privy to all of it, too much, quite frankly. And I share that. And for that, I'm a jerk for sharing truth. But the truth is, I was a complaint department for them 20 years ago, and they never handled the complaints and still haven't handled the complaints. And to this day, whatever's wrong, there is no wrong. Ask Greg Bader. He'll tell you how wonderful it is when they're losing 120 games. So they're not anymore. They're winning. The football team's winning. And now, are they going to get people back? I mean, the football team spent the whole year with $10 tickets on game day. I'm not making that up. That's not me being a jerk. That's empty seats, thousands of empty seats for a team that was as good as it gets. And they couldn't sell tickets a month ago. You know, like, so they played a playoff game. It was 20 degrees and they couldn't give their tickets away. So I want to see it vibrant again, the way I know it was vibrant, the way you know it was vibrant, the way the Ravens were in the 90s when you couldn't get a ticket, the way the Orioles were in the 90s when you couldn't get a ticket. That's when it's booming. And that's why it's booming. It's not a television thing, dude. It's meant to bring people out. It's why we just gave them 1.2 billion people, was to stimulate downtown, stimulate traffic, stimulate the economy. And I'll keep going back to the original thing now that I'm done bitching. David Rubenstein, what's the idea? What's going to make it full again, other than just winning? Because they are winning. They're winning. Now, what else are you going to do to make it full? What's the value proposition?
Well, we're going to find out, right? We're going to find out.
Tell me what you do, because you're up on roofs and it, like, the weather gets, this is the time of year, like, bad things happen with every snowstorm. I thought of you 2 weeks ago when there was 10 inches of snow on my roof.
Yeah, no, we're just rooting for warmer weather, you know? Got to take care of your stuff. The repairs and the preventative maintenance and that kind of stuff's always better now before the snow and rain and everything else. So, no, and then, you know, a lot of the discussions around solar picking up, It certainly makes sense, right? If you're thinking about doing your roof, you should at least know what that looks like
What if sun
and
ain't
figure out
out
what it's
today?
like
I
for
wouldn't
you.
have no electricity, you know?
That's okay. That's okay.
You could teach him, right?
It'll be all right.
We'll
Yeah.
teach him. We'll teach him.
We'll sort it out.
Bill Cole's here. He's Cole Roofing and Gordy Energy. He has no idea why he came on. You knew today I was going to be chippy. You knew you were going to push back, and you knew we were going to be today.
Totally good. I mean, it was crazy. I definitely didn't see the Oriole thing coming. And the
See, I
Ravens, I
did. I mean,
mean,
I saw it, but I'm not ready for it. You know what I mean? Like, you see it, but you're not. You knew this was coming, but
I
you're not.
didn't know that David Rubenstein was trying to buy a team or was in that discussion. I mean, I think that's phenomenally interesting.
Leonard
he
Raskin told me this in September, like
yeah.
literally, and that's why on my Facebook he wrote, "I told you so."
Nice.
Did
Yeah, well,
because he
that's
did,
great.
because he
That's
did.
great. Yeah, that's great.
All right, I will see you next Thursday. Correct? You are
Yes, sir.
participating in the afternoon at State Fair. We are doing a week of live radio, 9 to 5 next week, Monday through Friday. It's Crab Cake Row. We call it a cup of soup or bowl. We give you a free cup of soup or bowl, Maryland crab, cream of crab. If you donate to the Maryland Food Bank, come on out, be a part of it. We're featuring 100 charities next week. I wonder what we'll talk about next week. It's a cup of soup or bowl. It's brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We will have free scratch offs as well. Our friends at Window Nation. And Jiffy Lube MultiCare. I'm Nestor. He's Bill. We're WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.